This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived at Bangkok in Thailand today to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. He was received by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport Surya Yungrung Ryankit at the airport. This will be the Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. Upon arrival, Mr. Modi in a social media post said that he looks forward to participating in the upcoming official engagements and strengthening the bonds of cooperation between India and Thailand. During his two-day state visit, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pai Thong Thanh Sinawat, at Bangkok this evening. They will review the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discuss ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchange views on regional and multilateral issues. They will also witness the signing of several bilateral documents. The theme of the 6th BIMSTEC summit to be held tomorrow is BIMSTEC, prosperous, resilient and open. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to have an audience with King Rama X and the Queen of Thailand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has urged the BIMSTEC member nations to approach the organization from a more ambitious perspective given the uncertainty and volatility in the current global order. Addressing the 20th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting in Bangkok, Dr. Jaishankar said that the new order is intrinsically more regional and agenda-specific. He highlighted that BIMSTEC represents the trifecta of India's three crucial initiatives, the Act East policy, the neighborhood first approach, and the Mahasagar outlook, while also being the pathway to the nation's Indo-Pacific commitment. The Rajya Sabha will take up Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing this afternoon. The bill has been listed in the supplementary list of the business of the Upper House. When the House reassembled this morning, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar announced that the House will take up the bill in a short while from now on. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha last night after holding around 12 hours of discussion. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. Opposition members in the Rajya Sabha today staged a walkout from the House protesting over the land grab allegation made by the BJP MP Anurag Thakur against the leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge. When the Upper House met this morning, Mr. Kharge said a wild allegation has been made by the BJP leader against him which has damaged his reputation. He demanded an apology from Mr. Thakur over the comments made by him in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the House is not a place for free fall of information and one cannot damage the reputation earned after decades. He said anything which has been expunged in the House should never get traction. Mr. Dhankar asked the Ethics Committee Chairman, Ghanshyam Tiwari, to find a mechanism in this regard. He added the Prime Minister, Leader of the House, Leader of the Opposition, as well as every member, has a precious reputation to preserve. Later, members from Congress, TMC, DMK and others staged a walkout. Meanwhile, Congress MPs from Kerala and some other opposition members also staged a walkout from the Lok Sabha. They were protesting over the reported attacks on minorities. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today said that India will analyze and assess the impact of the decision by the US government after President Donald Trump announced a 26% reciprocal tariff for several countries, including India. He added that the government will determine how to deal with it accordingly. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.